Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, I'm calling from Best Buy. I have an order that's been messed up quite a bit on our end, but I called you guys earlier about having a client have an ice maker install rescheduled. Now, in my end, in our lovely Best Buy systems, it's still kind of messed up, but I just wanted to see if it stuck with you guys to make sure that this is set in stone for this gentleman and that he's going to have his install coming up.
Okay, I'm just getting over to where I can search for the order in our database, and I apologize for this delay.
No worries.
And can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
Yeah, I have the retail number or the external order number if you want.
The phone number would be best.
Okay. It is 815-603-6625.
That was 815-603-6625. Is this correct?
Correct.
Thank you, and I'm attempting to locate the order in our database. And your patience is greatly appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. Our systems never work right, I understand.
It's just our system just takes a few moments to locate an order. I apologize.
Oh, yeah, no worries. I mean, my system here at Best Buy never works, so we're running into this all the time.
Oh, I understand. Okay, and this order is for Sandro Ochoa, or actually Sandro Ochoa at 6000 Oakwood Drive, apartment 1G, Lyle, Illinois, 60532. Primary phone 815-603-6625 with an email of sandroochoaubinof@lewisu.edu. Is this correct?
That is correct.
And I see the ice maker install scheduled for April 6th.
Okay, so it is still stuck on that date. I shouldn't have any issues about them coming out. They should be out there on the 6th from 7 to 1.
Well, I don't know about 7 to 1 because our installer's routes are routed geographically. The customer would receive a call a little bit later on. Well, let's see. What day is the 6th? Today is the 3rd, 4th, 5th, Tuesday, the 6th. Customer will receive a call in the afternoon or evening hours on Monday with the time frame for Tuesday the 6th. And that time frame is going to be based on the installer's geographical routing. So there's never, ever a way to plan ahead the time frame because routes are always going to be routed geographically, and the geographical routing is always going to determine what time of day the techs are going to be in the customer's area.
Okay. I mean, if I were to schedule it right now as like a customer walked in and I charged them for the service, I would normally be able to pick between 7 and 1 and 12 and 8 with you guys. And when I called originally, Sandra let us know that it was going to be between 7 and 1.
Yeah, see, I wish there was an announcement made to every single Best Buy store that even though there's an option that says, because I like you mentioned, it says you can choose. You know, you want 7-1? Do you want 12-5 or 1-5 or whatever the case may be? Just say, for example, hypothetically, you know, the installers start their day at a warehouse location where they pick up product. Now, if Sandro Ochoa lives, you know, 40 miles away from that warehouse, but we have customers who only live 5 miles, 10 miles, or 15 miles from that warehouse, you know, the techs aren't going to drive, you know, 40 miles out one way to come back to go all the way back to the customer that was 5 miles away from the warehouse. They're going to go from the warehouse to the closest person to the warehouse, to the next closest person, to the next closest person, to the next closest person, until they reach the end of their day, in order for them to be able to fulfill all of the jobs that they have on their plate for the day. And that's the reason why it's unfortunate that there's an option at the store level that the customer can choose, or that the store employees, you know, may not know any better. So, hey, do you want 7-1? Do you want 1-5? Customer says, oh, I want 7-1. But then the night before, they might get a call that says, oh, well, we're going to be there between 3 and 5. And the customer's like, well, at the store, they told me I could choose, and I chose 7-1. Now you're telling me 3 to 5. Hey, what's going on? I'm not happy. And that creates a level of upsetness with the customer. It makes the customer feel like they had a bad or poor shopping experience overall, but it can't be helped, because it's all going to be dependent upon the locations of the customers that the technicians are serving on any given day. And that's why the routes are routed geographically.
Okay, I'm just going off of what I've been going off of, obviously through Best Buy system and however it interacts with you guys.
I know what you mean.
I don't know how that works. We just get to select it here in the store, and that's all it tells us.
Right, I understand.
I mean,
that
100%. As long as it's set for Tuesday, that's all I care about, and then that is the best thing. So then, if that's what it is, I am happy, and I appreciate your time.
Oh, I mean, you're very, very welcome. Yeah, I just happened to mention that issue with the time frame thing, because I mean, it could be you, or any of your employees, or it could be me, or any of my coworkers, where the customer calls, you know, and they say, hey, when I shopped, the Best Buy said I could choose 7-1. I chose 7-1. Now you're telling me the techs aren't going to be here until between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. You know, I made plans. I took off, you know, half of my work day. Now I can't be available because I'm going to be working for that part of the day when the techs are actually going to be arriving, or I have plans to go to my kids' baseball practice or whatever the case may be. And it causes, you know, some customers are nicer about it, and then some customers are a little bit more aggressive. So, you know, and then people like you and me, we have to deal with that, you know, the repercussions of that. So it's very unfortunate. And I don't know if that's ever going to change, but I did want to just kind of, you know, mention that to you, so at least you would be aware, because the routes are always only ever going to be scheduled geographically, which could totally screw up that whole thing where the customer was offered 7-1, but then they end up with 3-5 or what have you, and then they could call in, you know, yelling, cursing, and screaming about how that's messing up their day completely. And then, you know, we have to deal with calming them down, explaining the geographical routing, and apologizing sincerely and doing what we can to help them out to the best of our ability professionally.
Okay, yeah, I'll make sure to pass that note on to my team.
Sounds like a plan. And would there be anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
Nope, that'll do it.
Okay, I'd like to thank you for calling XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and
Thanks.
I do hope you have a good day.
You too. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you.